Hi everyone, my name is Liam and I'm in my second year at university. I'm here to talk to you about my experience with extracurricular activities, specifically the University Music Society. When I first arrived on campus, I assumed most societies were dedicated to sports, but I was thrilled to find such a vibrant music scene. We explore various genres. While a lot of my friends in the group absolutely love jazz, my personal passion has always been classical music, which is actually the main focus of our ensemble. Getting involved was surprisingly easy. I used to spend hours looking at notice boards around the campus for information, but I actually found all the audition details and schedules on the university website. They do have a social media page now, but the official site is where everything is properly organized. Once I joined, I had to figure out my schedule. I originally hoped we'd rehearse on a Tuesday, as my timetable is pretty light that day. However, it turns out the society gathers every Thursday evening. We use the main rehearsal hall, and it's always the highlight of my week. But without a doubt, the greatest benefit of being in this society is the support we get from the university's music department. They have a special fund for society members. While they don't cover the costs of our instruments, which is a shame, they do heavily subsidize our train tickets. This means we can afford to travel nationwide to watch professional musicians perform, which is incredibly inspiring.
Last month, we took full advantage of this funding. We had a long debate about where to go. Some members wanted to see a standalone symphony performance in London, but we ultimately chose to attend a weekend festival up north instead, simply because it featured a much wider variety of acts over 3 days.
The venue was absolutely spectacular. When we booked, we fully expected to be placed right at the back in the balcony, given how cheap our student rate was. But thanks to the organisers, we were actually given seats in the front row. Seeing the musicians up close like that was an unforgettable experience. Of course, we had to be mindful of our budget when it came to accommodation. Staying in a hotel was definitely out of the question for us. We looked into renting a large guest house, but we ended up booking a youth hostel right in the city centre. It was basic, but it was cheap, cheerful, and perfect for our needs. Going on these subsidised excursions isn't just about listening to great music. Some lecturers view it as a purely educational experience, but for me, it acts as brilliant team building. You get to spend hours chatting with people you might only usually see during rehearsals, and it really strengthens our friendships.
It wasn't all perfect, though. We had a major issue on our way back to campus. I had been worried about potential delays because of a train strike I'd heard about on the news. As it turned out, it was actually heavy snow that caused our journey to be delayed by over 3 hours. We were exhausted by the time we got back.
Despite that, we're already planning our next steps. We currently write a short newsletter about our activities, but next term we are going to launch a podcast. We want to interview student musicians and review the professional concerts we attend. So, if you're interested in music, I highly recommend joining us.